Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Peter DeLeo. He's the marketing director for the Design to Part shows, a series of engineering shows held across the United States. So hi, Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alex. Pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, I always want to go to shows because you get to see what's happening, and in contrast to some of the trends about shows shrinking and some shows closing down, you're actually going quite strong, and you've been doing so for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We're in a really great place right now. We're a 38-year-old trade show company started by an ex-Marine with the mantra of we are only going to focus on American contract manufacturing companies. So everybody on our show floor is a company that has a facility in the United States. And with reshoring now gaining popularity and people looking at total cost of ownership, looking at not only just the cost in individual part, but the delivery and the time and the intellectual property theft that you're taking into consideration, all of a sudden now the playing field has gotten much closer, and it's given our quality suppliers on our show floor a great opportunity to get some of that work back from overseas back to the United States.
Well, that's true, because when you think about things like intellectual property or shipping, power quality, you can get better mains in some, here than you can in some countries that are cheaper to manufacture in, shipping costs, there's a lot of factors that make it enticing to come back to the United States.
Yes, there are. And certainly, you know, especially in aerospace, companies want and need to have vendor look-ins. They need to go visit their vendors occasionally to see how the process is being done and make sure it's being done properly. And that's a lot of effort, time, and money to travel. And when you can work with somebody locally, if not in your region in the United States, it certainly makes that much more controllable. And then if you can save costs at the same time. And these guys out here are showing that they can produce the quality part that you need. We've done surveys asking our attendees, what are the most important aspects you're looking for in a contract manufacturer? We ask them about price, quality, service, delivery, and quality is overwhelming, the number one thing that the engineers that walk our show floor are looking for. And certainly we have those high-quality manufacturers on our show floor that can produce the parts they need and solve their problems.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, because the sweetness from a good price disappears quickly, but the bitterness from bad service and a bad product lasts a long time.
Absolutely correct.
So where are the shows being held, or can you give us an example of some? How often are they being held across the country during the year?
We run 11 to 12 shows annually. This year there'll be 11. Next year we're scheduled to have 12 shows in and around major manufacturing hubs in the United States, Northern California, Santa Clara, Southern California, Long Beach. We're outside of Chicago and Schaumburg. We're outside of Boston, Massachusetts, Atlanta, Georgia. If we're not there annually, we're there every 2 or 3 years to some other locations like Akron, Ohio, outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we have the United States pretty blanketed within a year or two that we can get a show and show off these quality manufacturers to the people within that region.
Excellent, excellent. And what's your URL? How can people find out what the schedule is?
They can see our schedule and register for free show admission at d2p.com.
Excellent. Any last thoughts you'd like to leave with the audience before we close out this episode?
No, I think we're good.
Excellent. Well, hey, thank you very much, Peter. I really appreciate it. I think these regional shows are a very strong supporter of the engineering community, and I encourage you to keep up the good work.
Well, you know what's interesting, what you just said, is that occasionally when we get the opportunity to talk to attendees and we ask them why they come, and some of the engineers have told us, you know, we need to support shows like this because if we don't, they go away. So the engineers, if they don't have a direct need, something they're looking for, they also come to see what's going on, get a pulse in the industry. They're very intuitive. They want to know what's going on, and they want to support shows like this.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Peter, for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.